And welcome back to the show. I am so glad you're here. Today, we're going to tackle one of the biggest questions that keeps coaches stuck. Do I really need a niche before I start coaching? If you have been swirling indecision about this, feeling like you just can't move forward until you land on that perfect niche, I want to talk to you. Because the truth is, this question is slowing you down. It slows down so many new coaches who are more than ready to begin. And the good news, there is a much simpler, clearer way forward. So let's get into it. So here's the thing. When you don't have a niche, or even just an idea of who you help and how you help them, you start to become invisible. You might be posting content. You might be talking about coaching. You might be sharing things online, but it's just not landing. It's like you're waving at everyone and no one's waving back. They can't even see you. Boy, is that ever frustrating because you're putting out effort, but you're not getting the traction. So let me explain why this happens. This isn't just about marketing. This is about how your brain works. Each of us has something in our brain called the reticular activating system. You kind of think of it like a mental filter. The RAS, the reticular activating system, filters out all of the things that aren't important. At any moment in time, you've got sights, smells, sounds, ideas, people talking to you, all kinds of things going on. But your RAS filters for what matters. What you've told it is important. So, example, if somebody is struggling with burnout, their brain is scanning and looking for things that say less stress, more energy, how can I sleep at night? Why do I feel so numb? How do I set boundaries? How do I feel like myself again? That is what they're primed to notice. And if your messaging speaks directly to that, bing. You have just popped onto their radar. But if your messaging is vague and it says something like, I help people live their best life, I help them reach their goals, I help them think about new fun ways of living, you're never going to make it through that filter. That's what I mean when I say vague becomes invisible. It's not that your coaching isn't valuable. It's not that you're not a fabulous coach. I bet you are. That's why you're listening to this. It's that your dream client's brain literally doesn't see you as relevant. That's why niche clarity isn't about excluding people. It's about cutting through that noise and helping your people realize, oh, that's for me. And then what happens? That is when the real conversation starts. That's when somebody books a call to find out how to work with you. That is when you stop feeling stuck, you stop feeling invisible, and you start feeling seen. So let's take the pressure off a little bit. Your niche does not need to be clever and completely unique. It doesn't have to be poetic, and it doesn't have to be forever. This is not like a long-term thing you're getting into. You could choose a niche and decide you're going to keep it for 3 months or 6 months. All you need is for it to be clear. Here is a super simple way that I teach niche inside my program. We call it the market and message model. Your market is the group of people, your dream clients, who share a common identity or experience, and your message is about the result or the transformation that you help them with. So here's what it might look like. I help new managers build confidence so they can stop second-guessing themselves. So you see, the market is new managers, and the what is building confidence. Or try this example. I help women in midlife navigate burnout and finally put themselves first. We've got the who. The dream client, the market, is the midlife women who are feeling kind of burned out. And the what is, let's help you solve that problem of burnout and putting yourself first. Or another example, I help creatives get out of their head and launch their passion projects. You see how clean and direct these are? You know who you help and you know what you help them do. That's really all a niche is. So if you're not quite sure where to start, I have got a shortcut for you. And I've got a special thing when you listen to the end of this episode, too. And I use this often with my clients and inside my programs. I found that it really helps people to stop spiraling and just get started. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Who do you love talking to? Who do you love helping? That's the first of three questions. Think about those people, not just the demographics, not just their age and where they live and what kind of a house they live in, but what are their characteristics? What do they care about? What do you care about? What struggles really move you? The second question inside my three question shortcut is, what are they struggling with right now? What's keeping them up at night? What are they Googling? What are they worrying about? What have they been journaling about, maybe even for months? And the third question is, what result are they craving that you can help them with? What is the after? If you're thinking of before and after, what's the after that they want? It could be lose 10 pounds. It could be find the love of their life. It could be get that promotion. What is the after that they want? The thing that they hope would change when they work with somebody like you. Write your answers down. Don't overthink it. Don't try to be clever. Just be clear and be honest with yourself. Clarity isn't about being fancy. It's about creating a connection so that their RAS, remember that reticular activator, can see that you are the solution to their problem. Now, I want you to think about reframing. Allow yourself to start before it has to be perfect. Here's the thing I want you to know. You don't need to wait until you feel 100% certain. You don't need to lock in that one niche for a lifetime. And you definitely don't need to tweak your offer for 6 months before inviting one person to work with you. Your niche is going to evolve. It's going to evolve as you experience it, as you experience more coaching, as you work with clients. It's going to naturally morph, but it can only evolve when you start. When you start and you make offers to people and you work with them and you help them, then as you grow, your niche will also evolve. Your clarity is going to come from having conversations, from coaching, from real world experience, not from sitting back in your head with your journal trying to figure it all out. Gosh, I wish it would work that way, but it doesn't. It only works when we're actually talking to the people that we are meant to serve. So give yourself the permission to get started. What you do know, start with that simple version of your market and message, answer those three questions for yourself. Then get out and talk to some real people. See what resonates with them and what feels good for you, and make adjustments from there. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to be seen. If you're ready to stop swirling and actually choose a niche, I have got something else that's going to help you. Now, of course, I gave you those three questions, and it's a great approach, but I have created a custom GPT tool. It is called Discover Your Aligned Niche, and it is going to walk you through a series of questions, and then it is going to give you three solid niches that actually fit you and your experience. It's going to fit you, your voice, your values, and also the people that you're meant to serve. It's quick, it's fun, and it's going to help you go from that place of, I got no idea, to, oh, wow, this is great. I've got some ideas. I've got some thoughts now. Try it out. The link is in the episode notes, and I would love to hear what you think of it. I'd love to hear what niche you come up with. Let's get you unstuck and on the path to coaching clients who are already looking for exactly the help that you can give. You're closer than you think to making this work, and I believe in you. Use that niche GPT. Fine-tune your niche and let's get started.